Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
I'm Alfonso Mendoza, host of the My EdTech Life podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Hey there, I hope you're doing well. I am so excited to be back with another episode. Today, I'm going to be talking about how teaching musical concepts and the standards work hand in hand. This is something that gets a little tricky and something that I have honestly struggled with throughout the years is the fact that you have standards, whether it's your state standards or the National Choral Arts standards or whatever it might be, but you also have musical concepts you're wanting to teach to your students throughout the school year. And so it gets a little tricky with knowing how you're going to be teaching them and if you're covering all your bases. And so I know for my own brain, but many music teachers I've worked with over the years, it's easy to get stuck on, do I focus on teaching to the musical standards? Or do I focus on teaching the musical concepts? And to be honest with you, merging the two is awesome. It's where the magic happens in the music room. But knowing which one to start with, or if you're doing it correctly, or if you should be doing it a different way, can sometimes leave you feeling stuck and unable to move forward. So I decided to go ahead and do an episode about this because I noticed that when I have questions or if I've felt stuck somewhere before, or I've had conversations, whether I'm mentoring teachers or working with teachers in my membership side or my course or whatever it might be, that if there's ongoing questions or things I keep, patterns I keep seeing reappear, it's time for me to do an episode about that. So here we are. So first of all, let's talk about, maybe you're like, well, what's the difference between the concepts and standards? So I want to start there. The musical concepts are what you're teaching your students musically, meaning, I know that was like a pretty like weird definition, but what I mean is steady beat, rhythm, form, tempo, dynamics, musical concepts. Like think of yourself learning a musical instrument. I took piano lessons from the age of 6 and I still play today at the age of, I'm not going to tell you. I think on one of my recent episodes, I did tell you how old I am, but anyways. And so musical concept, when I learned piano, I'm going to use that as an example. I learned, of course, to play the instrument with my fingers, but tone, intonation, like I said, dynamics and tempo and time signature, key signature, all of those things that go into learning music. So you can translate that into the music classroom and you know your students are learning all of those various musical concepts. And you also know it's going to look differently across the board from, let's say, kindergarten to fifth grade. So that is what the musical concepts are. Now, someone out there, which they probably do, have a better definition of this than me, but that is Jessica's definition of musical concepts. The standards is what you're supposed to make sure your students know from the beginning of the school year to the end of the school year. The I can statements are being pulled from that. The learning objectives are being pulled from your standards. And it is telling you to teach these things throughout the school year to whatever grade levels you're teaching. So I know that's still kind of, it's hard to connect the two and it's hard to also differentiate the two, but that is my best definition I can give you. Actually, some of the standards will tell you to teach certain musical concepts inside of them, and some of the standards do not. So then it's like, well, what do I do with my students if I'm doing insert the blank standard? So I have a couple right here from the National Choral Arts Standards pulled in front of me. if you can hear my papers rustling around. And a lot of times the connecting strand, if you're following the National Choral Arts Standards, and I know a lot of you follow your state standards. I do as well. I follow the Arkansas ones, but I also definitely pull from the National Choral Arts Standards a lot in different curriculum work I'm doing as well. So I'm going to look at connect strand number 11, which says, let's just look at third grade. Demonstrate understanding of relationships between music and the other arts, other disciplines, varied contexts in daily life. Now, that is 11.0.3a or .3a. Now, when you look below that one, there are some substrands, which that is when it talks about improvising musical ideas, rhythmic and melodic, talks about context of music. It talks about demonstrating performance etiquette. And then I know there's other strands that also implement using study beat and rhythm and things like that. So sometimes these standards will tell you which musical concepts to kind of use to teach towards them. Of course, the very top of the standards will tell you some enduring understandings and also explain what that particular strand is kind of about. So connect number 11 says relate musical ideas and works with varied context to deepen understanding. And then it has some essential questions there. So that is the first place I would look, is go through your standards, whether you are using the national ones or your state standards, and see, are musical concepts already embedded into them? And that will naturally help you with where to teach those musical concepts in the school year. Now, let's pivot and talk about what to do when a standard does not tell you what musical concept to use. This is when you get to use your expertise as the amazing music teacher you are to make informed decisions. Now, I have a whole course about designing curriculum, the Curriculum Design Roadmap course. And in there, we talk a lot about making your own decisions and about how to really read the language of the standards kind of with a fine-tooth comb, and how to pull assessments out of them, and also determining where you're teaching what throughout the school year. So let me give you, I'm going to flip to a different one. Let me just turn the page here. Okay, let's just stick with third grade because we're already on that. I'm going to look at the performing strand in the select substrand, which says select varied musical works to present based on interest, knowledge, technical skill, and context. Third grade says to demonstrate and explain how the selection of music to perform is influenced by personal interest, knowledge, purpose, and context. You did not hear me in this standard tell you to do anything with steady beat, rhythm, singing, playing instruments, doing movement activities, improvise, compose music, none of that. It tells you, and this is what I tell my teachers in my course, is to look at the action words, look at the verb. So it says to demonstrate and explain. And I actually think I might use this exact standard inside the course. So when I'm talking to teachers about this and I'm saying, okay, it's telling you to have your third graders demonstrate and explain, and stop right there. Don't look at the rest of the strand. How can a third grader using musical concepts demonstrate something? Your wheels are probably turning, right? They can demonstrate in the music room by playing an instrument. Which instrument? Well, it depends on what you're doing, right? They can demonstrate something by telling you or talking with a partner, by singing, by doing movement, by doing all the other things that go on in the music room. Now, does it mean you will use all of those various musical ideas to teach towards the standard? No. It means that you're given choices and are able to decide which ones you want to use to have your students demonstrate and then explain. When I'm reading the standards, the musical standards, I'm not like demonstrate and explain. Let's say you're looking at that for like a language arts class. Demonstrate and explain would probably mean give a presentation verbally or a slideshow. Demonstrate and explain. Well, when we're thinking about it in the musical context, when students are explaining something, they could listen to, which my students do this all the time, by the way, but listen to a musical piece and explain the form. They could explain the instruments they hear. Maybe you are talking about the instruments of the orchestra, and maybe you're heavily focused on the string instruments. Well, they're demonstrating by maybe they're patting the steady beat, and then they're explaining what instruments they hear. That was just ideas off the top of my head. But the rest of it says how the selection of music to perform. Okay, what selection of music are they performing? Did they select it? Did you select it? So you're thinking through all these things. And then how is it influenced by personal interest, knowledge, purpose, and context? Well, when they're explaining, They can explain their personal interest of this music. They can explain the knowledge of it. What songs have they learned before that are similar to this song? What have they heard before that sounds like has the same form? We've already talked about musical form. What's the purpose of the song? We'll go into the composer or the musical artist who wrote it and the context. What was the reason this song was written? Really talk about those things. And then students can demonstrate by performing the song, by singing it, playing instruments, rhythm, etc. So when I sit down to plan, and this is, like I said, the very beginning, one of the biggest questions is, well, how do I plan? How do I look at the standards first? Do I look at the musical concepts? And how do I, okay, I'm teaching this standard, but what musical concepts am I using to teach it? Biggest piece of advice, and I've said this on the podcast before, is to really focus on looking at the bigger picture. I talk a lot about backwards planning. And so when you're looking at your curriculum map and your scope and sequence, or maybe you only go by a curriculum map or you go by a scope and sequence, it will show you where you want your students to go from the beginning to the end of the school year. Those standards we've been talking about, they are not outlined for you already into a map. You get to make decisions about, okay, let's say you want to start with the musical standards and you're going to say the one I just read to you, that might go towards the end of the school year where they're demonstrating and explaining. So you can give them some fundamental pieces towards the beginning of the school year so they have the right context and words to explain what they're learning about. So what you're going to do is you're going to maybe put that in somewhere in the third or fourth 9 week, that particular standard about demonstrating and explaining. Okay, so then you keep going. You look at the other strands and you kind of move them around of where do you want them to go throughout the school year. You're also going to notice, I do this every week when I'm planning, multiple standards will be used multiple weeks. There's plenty of times I'm using multiple standards over and over and over. But then you look at the musical concepts. We know that steady beat is usually towards the beginning of the school year. And maybe when they're demonstrating and explaining, also maybe they're doing some composition or improvisation there. That would be good to put hand in hand with this particular standard. So I'm going to pencil it into my curriculum map right here towards the third or fourth 9 weeks. That is how my brain works. I don't stress out about, okay, is this standard, this concept? No, I just kind of see what naturally fits together. I read the language of those standards to figure out what works and I map it out so I can see what I'm covering the beginning to the end of the school year in a way that makes sense to my brain, makes sense to where my students are at, makes sense to my teaching style, and all those other things we've talked about on this podcast. If you have any questions about this, please let me know. I wanted to make this episode short but actionable and to just kind of explain the difference between the two, because I know a lot of times you're just hearing teach the concepts, teach to the standards. Oh, and pull out some learning objectives while you're at it. And it's sometimes hard to know if there's a right thing, but let me give you a hint. I have seen teachers focus on the musical concepts and then as they're planning week to week, just kind of add the standards in because you're naturally probably going to cover them all throughout the school year anyways. Or I've seen teachers plan from the musical standards and then decide, like I've talked about, which concepts are going to cover with those standards. And others listening, I'm going to always have people disagree with me, but that's okay. But there's not going to be, in my opinion, the right way. As long as you're teaching your students music and you are focusing on those concepts and standards, whichever way that looks like for you, then you're doing a great job. So hang in there. You're doing great. I will see you soon. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.